Okay, so namaste. Welcome to this core teachings contemplation session. And as always with these sessions, we're just here to look at a particular question, challenge a belief that is showing up as the experience in our lives. So today I'm here with Gaina. Hi, Gaina. How are you doing?
Hi, namaste. Thank you.
Namaste. And thanks for volunteering your time for this. I know you're a very busy lady, so appreciate it.
No, it's good to help with these things. It's good for me as well.
and that's the idea of these sessions, really, is just to, the more we do contemplation and self-inquiry meditation, the more we come to see, as I'm sure you've experienced yourself, that it's easier and easier to do it more and more. And the ideas about it begin to fall away and, you know, you kind of feel more confident in it. So, so before we started recording, we were talking about a situation going on for you that's and we don't need to go into the actual details of that, but do you want to just take us through what's happening inside you when there's a situation going on with someone in your family? And
so it was something that happened a while ago, about a year ago now, and it was kind of a it was somebody that, you know, that's quite close to, and something like happened, and it's kind of affected them. Like it was like an event, so they underwent like an injury, like a trauma, and that's kind of got some long-term effects, and it kind of, the things that are coming up is anger, really, because I feel like something's been stolen from them, like the life that they could have had, you know, because of this, the effects of this event. So yeah, this kind of anger that's initially there, that with that.
Yeah. And is that I think you mentioned before as well, a sense of grief or like a sadness as well. And that is totally, you know, of course you would feel that way. Something's happened, like, and life goes this way when you think it's going to go this way. Is anger the strongest of the emotions that comes up around it, or would you like to work on grief? Or,
well, I don't know if I'm kind of, when I think of it, I get angry. But I don't know if the grief is kind of a bit suppressed under that anger, you know. So it's anger that initially comes up, but I don't know if I'm masking that. The grief's been masked by that, and that's kind of like a bit of a defense mechanism to hiding the grief, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, we could start with the anger and see where it goes. It might be that naturally, maybe the question changes or some other emotion comes up anyway, you know. It's we can start like that if you want. Can you hear me okay? Yeah, I think we just lost a little we lost connection for a moment. Oh, sorry. There. Okay, so we were just saying we lost the connection a little bit there, and let's start with the anger and see where it goes. It might, you know, so looking at the anger itself, what does it want to say to you? What's the kind of voice in that anger? Take your time with that. It's
kind of a, like a shouting, like a kind of why, like, you know, like, why did this happen? Like, what could have been done differently, you know? What could have I done, or what could the people, you know, the medical people involved at the time, what could have they done differently? So there's quite a lot.
We could put that into, and again, if this doesn't feel right for you, do say, but we could put that into a general kind of, could anything have been done differently? you know, to challenge this if you feel. I mean, how does that feel?
Good question. That feels like a good question, actually. Yeah. Mm.
Okay. Well, look, if you're happy, we'll contemplate that for a little while and see where it goes. And just you might know already, but just in case people watching this, when we're asking a question, we're going to welcome all of the answers that come. So whether that's thoughts, emotions, sounds outside in your environment, sensations in your body, if you get an itch on your foot, that's a kind of answer, a sneeze, you know, all kind of things that we wouldn't normally count as an answer. We're just going to include everything in that. Yeah. And we're not looking for, there's no right or wrong answer here. There's no final answer. So let's just sit with this question, and I'm just going to ask you to tell me any answers that come. And there might be long gaps of silence where there's no answers, and that's okay too. Don't feel under any pressure to have to say something. And we'll just see what happens. We're not trying to fix anything, but just sitting with the question here, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's just ask this question openly. Could anything how do we phrase it? Could anything
have been done differently, I guess?
Yeah. And so just sitting with that question, seeing what happens. We're not trying to make anything happen. Let's just see what happens when we ask that in a curious way. Could anything have been done differently?
Okay.
So probably thought answers come up and, you know, lots of mind talking.
They could have, yeah, I get mine kind of says, but what if they could have, you know? So,
and there's different types of answer. Here are thought answers, and they're okay. They're allowed to be. We don't need to do anything with them. They're not right or wrong. It's just thought answers. And there might be lots of thought answers, you know, both ways. Mind might say yes, something different could have been done, and no, you know, you might say,
yeah,
it's totally okay.
And then there's kind of I do kind of feel a bit sad now. I'll kind of sit with it while I've asked that question. And there's a kind of like tingling in my eyes, you know. I can feel kind of a bit of a lump in my throat.
So just allowing that best you can, you know, it never feels pleasant to feel a negative emotion, does it? But just doing the best you can. Don't have to be, you don't have to feel it 100% or whatever, you know, just as best you can. It's just an emotional kind of answer to this question, isn't it? And a physical sensation kind of that. It's not right or wrong. It might be less pleasant an answer, but not wrong. Just another type of answer here.
And there's a kind of helplessness with it, that things can't be changed.
Yeah. Just letting that come best you can again. Not judging any of these answers as right or wrong. Just every now and again, just gently reminding ourselves of the question. Could anything else have been done differently? Just a curious, asking the question is enough and seeing what happens.
I guess I've not been asking this question, but it's something I've been thinking about before this. And there's a little bit of blame. Well, I don't know. There's a little bit of blame on myself. And even though I can see it's just kind of ego, but about karma and I know there's still ego saying it's my karma when there's not really, you know, but there's that kind of that this is your karma that's been passed down and you created this situation.
So just, you know, doing the best you can to let answer come. It's okay. It's not pleasant, but just allowing it best you can. Just thought answers, aren't they, and emotions. and the cost, they don't feel good, but we're not going to label them as wanted or, you know, right or wrong, rather. We're just going to
let it
be, staying with the question, just coming back to the question. Taking your time.
And I can hear the clock ticking now.
Yeah. Another kind of answer there.
And there's kind of just like a imagining going on of kind of the what happened, and
rerun of the memory.
Yeah, the memory, yeah. And then knowing that it can't, you know, you can't change things. Things can't be changed. Things are what they are.
Just allowing those answers to come, and we're going to honor whatever comes up the best that we can in terms of an answer, and just staying with the question. Could anything have been done differently? As best you can with a curiosity, just question is doing the work here for us. The answers will come in whichever way they come. We're not trying to get to a final conclusion or anything. We're just seeing what happens when we ask this question.
There's a bit of... There is a little bit of compassion there as well. Knowing that if it could have, it would, I would have.
Yeah.
But sometimes you feel that compassion, and then on the other side, it's like, no, no, no. I don't know. You know, like, there's still a bit of blame there, I guess.
So you'll get both type of answers. You'll get answers that agree with the question, and you get answers that disagree with the question. It's okay, isn't it?
Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
Just letting it all come.
Mm.
And just staying open with the question.
Get like a bit of a... tightness in my chest.
A kind of physical answer, like a sensation, isn't it?
And a bit of a tense feeling down my legs, and as well.
So in the openness of the question, sometimes energies, emotions can move, and you might notice energy moving or where it's stuck in the body a little bit, you know.
Yeah. I do kind of hit a bit of a block around my solar plexus area.
You're doing great. Let's just stay with this question. See what happens. We're not trying to get anywhere. We're not trying to fix anything. We're just curious as to what happens with this question.
There's a bit of, it sounds silly, but a bit of gratitude as well for the people that were there to help. That's going on at the same time.
It's contradictory, isn't it? But it's okay. Again, it's kind of a positive emotional answer. And whatever answer comes up, you know, even if you suddenly had a huge epiphany right now, it's still just another answer in a way, isn't it? Mm. We're just, whatever happens, happens here. We're just open.
Mm.
It's giving some space to explore all the answers to this question that want to come.
There's a remembering. But kind of it's a bit hazy as well. And a kind of feeling that there's an observing of that.
Yeah.
Kind of a little bit more. Not distant, a bit more distant.
Yeah. Just noticing the answers like this when they come. Some we'll like, some we won't like so much. It's okay. How does your body feel when you're asking the question?
Do feel like it's relaxing. Mm. Feeling like it's taken a few deep, you know, noticed I've taken a few longer breaths while I've been sat with it.
And it might be overall more relaxed, but there might be certain places that feel tight, like you're saying about your
certain. Yeah, there is. Yeah, there's certain still them areas that feel like my solar plexus and my legs feel a little bit, but there is still.
So just
awareness, like an awareness.
Yeah.
So.
The awareness is another type of answer. Again, it's not the right answer. There isn't a right answer. Mm. We're just being with all the answers. And just noticing as we sit with the question, something's just relaxing a little bit. And we don't really need a conclusion or a big answer in a way. Just as we spend more time with the question, something's just kind of unfolding.
I guess sometimes I flip back to, our mind flips back to, how's this gonna pan out in the future?
Yeah.
The unknown and a bit of fear.
Yeah. It's okay. It's okay. All answers are welcome, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Because sitting with a question like this, your mind says, what is this going to do? It's not going to do anything. It's not going to fix anything. You know, it's.
Yeah. There's a bit of that. Like, what am I achieving?
Yeah. And it's okay, isn't it? Just
for.
Yeah. Just challenging the idea behind, which is what the question is doing. And that in itself is enough to let the highest manifestation arise.
Mm.
Let's just stay with this question for a few more minutes and see what happens here. So could anything really have been done differently?
If I try and, well, if mine gets a hold of that, then it goes down that rabbit hole again.
Oh, yes. Plenty could have been done. Yeah. Should have been done. Yeah. And if that comes up, it's okay.
Mm.
Just thought answers.
And I guess for me, it's, I've been, it's been turning it back on myself lately, like, you know, rather than what could I, you know, you should have done differently, or what you could have done differently to prevent that from happening. And yeah,
you want to go with that question? Could I have done anything differently? Does that feel?
Yeah.
Is that where it wants to go now?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Let's go with that for a while. And could you have done anything differently? And of course, mind will say, yes, of course, yeah. Yeah. Those are the first answers, aren't they? They come,
But yeah, there's the details. It goes over the details of you should have done this, and it should have been, you could have done X, Y, and Z on the lead, you know, before this. And there's
just letting those come, lots of thought answers, yeah, the best you can. Just letting them come and go and pass in front of you. They're just answers, staying with the question. Could you have done anything different?
Blames myself for not trusting instincts. Picks faults with my personality, like, you know, because you don't voice your opinion, or you don't put your foot down, or you don't, you know.
Should have, would have.
Try to pick fault with you and make you feel terrible.
It's just staying with the question. That's all we need to do here. Just every answer comes, it's fine. Some of them aren't so pleasant, of course, but really, could you have done anything different? You know, just that curiosity. I'd actually really like to know.
That emphasis on when you said there, could you really have done anything different?
Yeah.
There's a knowing that no.
You know, it was as it was and all of that. And that's that knowing is not the right answer. There isn't a right answer, but
no.
Just touching upon that for a moment might feel better, that knowing.
Yeah.
We're just letting it come and staying with the question. Really, actually, could I have done anything different here?
You, like I said, there's that, there's the knowing that for a whole multitude of reasons that everything was the best it could be at that point in time.
And some emotion coming, of course, too. Just take your time with that.
To accept that.
Yeah. Of course, that's going to come up. And of course, something also wants to accept that. And of course, something doesn't accept it as well.
Yeah.
All that will be going on inside, won't it?
Yeah.
Something knows the truth that there's really nothing you could have done differently, as you said. And at the same time, there'll be something saying, well, actually, you know, just doing your best to honour both of those, not making either of them right or wrong.
Yeah.
Something will see the truth and something will resist still. It's okay. Yeah. You could say that in a very general way, they're just both the different types of answer, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's always going to be maybe a, yes, I could have done something different. And there's always going to be, no, you couldn't have done anything different.
Yeah. I think it's harder to accept than no. Yeah.
So you can see that's the kind of answer to an energetic kind of resistance and the kind of resistance energy thing. And just doing your best to let that happen. Of course, there's going to be resistance, isn't there, to accepting that.
Yeah.
We're not trying to change anything with the question. We're just exploring. Letting the emotions come up that need to, and energies move that can move in the openness of the question. You're doing amazing. These are not easy emotions to look at, are they?
I think, yeah, it took me by surprise, that last one. Damn it.
Well, you kind of thought there might be something in there, you know, when we started. But sometimes they come quite quickly and suddenly, don't they?
It did, yeah.
Didn't know that was in there.
Yeah. I kind of, like I said, a bit of an underlying feeling, but then it just kind of hit me then.
Yeah. How do you feel now you've let that come and go, that emotion? Might be waves of it coming still.
There is still waves. Yeah, that kind of thinking that, you know, when I'm, you know, I really sit and think, you know, could, like I said, could I? And there's that, no, there's, I guess that, like, yeah, that sadness that comes with that. And I guess it's that, yeah, the accepting and that being kind, like being, there's a kindness as well with it.
And that's significant, isn't it? That it's just what happened, and as we sit with this question longer, gradually this realization that you couldn't have done anything different, that's mind's idea, but it's not actual truth.
Yeah.
We'll just begin to move to the forefront more, you know, than the contradictory thoughts and answers. And that's not why we're contemplating, but it is one of the things that will come out of it. You know, we're just sitting with the question because it's nice to be open and see things that need to move can move, energies and emotions.
Yeah, and it's nice to have the opportunity to talk through it, because, like, sometimes when you're contemplating by yourself, it's that resistance sometimes creeps in and you don't look deeply.
Fixated on one particular answer, strong emotion or a memory or something, yeah. It's okay. Yeah.
So there's an appreciation for that.
Just let's deal with it just a few more minutes if you want to, just see
what
happens now. But could you really actually have done something different?
It's just doing what the body of mine was just doing, whatever the highest possible. What it could hide, you know, I can't get away.
It's okay, don't worry.
Everything, what was manifesting was the highest possible answer that could at that point.
How does that feel when that comes up? Does it feel more true?
It does feel more true, but then there's still a bit of blame with when I think when that comes up.
And that's okay. We're not trying to get to in this particular session 100% certainty, but just noticing the longer I sit with this question, if I can sit with it a little bit each day, my believability of that is my ability to believe the idea that I could have or should have done something different or not done something that I did do, you know, whichever way it's playing. I'm less and less, slightly less able to believe that each time I ask the question, and slightly more solid in the knowing that it was as it was and there couldn't have been any other way. And that was the highest manifestation in that moment. Yeah.
And still is. Yeah. And I just thought of something then, like, mine can't understand why that manifested, because it's always more, whatever happened, even though it might not feel like it at the time. There's always more. Oh.
And as you said, mine is not really going to get
there. Yeah.
Oh, you've done absolutely amazing. Mm. I'm really grateful for you sharing so openly and honestly. And I won't talk to you anymore. just before we wrap this up, is there anything you'd like to say that you've experienced differently today about contemplation, or that you'd want to share with people starting to contemplate, or anything that you, words of wisdom you want to pass along?
Just to, you know, even if you feel like it's not working,
which is pretty much all the time, isn't it?
Yeah. Or you're not doing something right, you know, that's just mind distracting you from, you know, you are, just by the fact that you've got the intention to do it.
Yeah.
So, and that's all you need. So just keep at it, and then listen to Helen. That's what got me, you know, she, you know.
So wonderful to share this with you. And I'm sure it'd be helpful for everyone that watches this. So thank you once again for your time, and looking forward to speaking to you again.
Thank you, Helen. I always appreciate your guidance.
And well done. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye.